As Catholics, Jesus calls us to convert others, and nearly every single Catholic has both loved ones and family members that they would like to convert. That's the million-dollar question. How do I convert those around me? And often, you hear solutions from people that haven't ever converted a single person or haven't ever converted large groups of people. But when you look at saints who have converted whole countries and whole groups of people, they basically show us two different models in converting other people: martyrdom and miracles. These are the countries that have been converted through martyrdom. These are the countries that have been converted through miracles. Now, to obtain a miracle from God practically requires you to be a martyr in terms of how you pray and sacrifice to obtain that grace. Today, I want to explore the particular case of Saint Patrick, who converted all of Ireland. Now, if you ask the Irish people, if it's good enough to convert them, it could convert anybody. We will unpack this incredible vision that he had, and I will show you how you can use it to bring about the conversion of your family and loved ones in your own life. And at the end of the video, I also want to connect you with a powerful and beautiful event that will be happening this weekend in the north of Ireland for you to check out its live stream. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, because St. Patrick lived such a long time ago, the history of some of these events isn't always exactly clear. So I want to read to you two separate accounts of this and for us to kind of unpack what it means and how it could impact us still to this very day. In such a way and by such a curious mixture of pagan and Christian legend is the name of the lake explained. But according to O'Donovan, whose opinion on such matters cannot be lightly put aside, the correct form of the name should not be Loch Derg, the red, but Loch Derg, the lake of the cave, that is the grotto or cavern which was known to St. Patrick's purgatory. To the accounts of the origin of this dread spot, we must now turn. The one generally given is that when St. Patrick endeavored to convert the Irish people to Christianity by preaching to them of the happiness of heaven and the misery of hell, they turned a deaf ear to him and said that they would never be converted by his words and miracles unless one of their number should be permitted to see with his own eyes the torments of the damned and the bliss of the saved. Patrick was naturally in despair at their obduracy and unreasonableness. Upon this, our Lord appeared to him and led him to a desert place, where he showed him a certain round pit, dark within, and said, "Whatever man, being truly penitent and armed with a lively faith, shall enter that pit and there remain for a day and a night, shall be purged from all his sins, and going through it shall behold not only the torments of the lost, but the joy of the blessed." Then the Lord disappeared, and Patrick joyfully built a church in that place and placed canons regular of St. Augustine in it. He surrounded the ditch, the fossa, which is in the cemetery outside the front of the church, with a wall, and fitted it with gates and locks, lest anyone should rashly seek to enter it without permission, and then entrusted the key to the keeping of the prior of the convent. In the time of Patrick himself, many entered the ditch induced by penance. When they came out, they bore witness that they had beheld the greatest torments, and these revelations Patrick ordered to be noted down and a record kept in that church. Now the next account. Other accounts vary slightly in detail. According to one, when St. Patrick prayed to God for a sign for the impenitent natives, he was ordered to trace with his staff a large circle on the ground, upon which the earth within the circumference of the circle opened, and a very deep pit appeared. It was revealed to him that this was purgatory. Elsewhere we read that the saint struck the earth with his pastoral staff, making with it the sign of the cross, upon which a chasm opened. It is said that the staff thus employed was that known as Bascal Iosa, or Staff of Jesus, a celebrated relic which was in existence until about 1538, when it was publicly burnt. Now, although these two accounts differ, what you can take from this is that St. Patrick employed a miraculous means to convert the Irish people. Now, this makes complete sense because in basically every massive conversion, there was, as I said before, either martyrdom or a miracle. Now, we know from history that St. Patrick is not considered a martyr, so he wasn't killed. Therefore, it must have been some sort of miraculous sign that he used to convert these people. Now, it's unclear whether that was heaven, hell, or purgatory, or all three, or one of them. We're not too sure. However, if you understand the history of Ireland, looking backwards to the time of St. Patrick, it makes complete sense that it was most likely purgatory. Let me give you a few reasons why. First of all, in my own exploration of Irish spirituality and of current Irish faith, they have an incredible love for purgatory. And I've always wondered why. Not only do they have an incredible love of purgatory, but many of them have gifts related to purgatory, seeing visions of the souls in purgatory, and all these types of things. For instance, Mary O'Regan and other people that I have hosted on my channel, such as Aidan Bond and others that shall remain nameless. And I've always wondered, why do they have these gifts related to purgatory? And then there's the incredible connection that on their country and on their land is the only Marian apparition that has such an intense connection to purgatory. The apparition of Our Lady of Knock, as well as St. John and St. Joseph and Jesus as the Lamb of God. There is an incredibly deep connection in that apparition to purgatory because Archdeacon Kavanaugh, the priest who was there at the time, celebrated 100 masses for all the souls that died in the plague. So there was literally an answer to the prayer of the souls in purgatory was that incredible apparition. So you have that history. And when you look at all that and you think, where did this all come from? Now, when you understand spiritual gifts, as well as, for instance, spiritual curses, we know that both come from our ancestors. When you see certain saints, for instance, often they had very holy people in their family line. They got those spiritual gifts from somewhere. They didn't just come out of nowhere. So this particular gift of a love of purgatory by the Irish people comes from, you guessed it, St. Patrick himself. He started it. He obtained that grace. Purgatory converted the people of Ireland, and that history has remained there ever since. We see the fruits of it even now. If it was good enough for the Irish, it's good enough for the rest of the world. So when we come with our devotion for the souls in purgatory, it's not just for their benefit. It's not just for our benefit or even for the glory of God. It's even more than that. It's for the benefit of sinners and their conversion, since they are in danger of damnation. So how can we use this to convert our loved ones? Let me give you a few practical ways to do this. Obviously, you can do a novena to St. Patrick and ask him to show your loved ones a vision of purgatory. Maybe you should put that as number one. But since, as I said before, it is incredibly difficult to obtain these types of graces, you practically have to be a martyr and all the sacrifices you have to make, that may not be the first place that you go to. Let me first recommend to you that whoever is an ancestor of that person you are trying to convert, their deceased parents or grandparents or great-grandparents, etc., that you find out who they are. And then you begin praying for them, first in simple ways, then committing in ways like the rosary or having masses said for them, so that you are interceding behind them for their ancestors. Then, by that very intercession of yours, you're obtaining their intercession for your loved one, that loved one can intercede in a more powerful way for their conversion. You may even find that their loved one appears to them in a dream or in some other miraculous way. Not only are you obtaining their ancestors' intercession from purgatory and you're obtaining their release, but you are also opening up any particular blocks to grace. sometimes we experience in our lives these mysterious blocks to grace, and we don't know where they come from. In all of my studies, it has become clear that one of these sources of these blocks of grace can be the sins of our ancestors that have yet to be atoned for. And Satan takes advantage of this and makes the reception of grace for that person more difficult to be received. Think of this like an outstanding debt that a family member of yours from the past has that you still have to pay for. When we pray for the release of their ancestor in purgatory, we are satisfying God's justice. The more that God's justice is satisfied in the case of that family, the more God's mercy and grace can flow. Makes sense? This is true for you as well as for the person that you are praying for. Especially if their ancestor sinned in terrible ways, such as murder, or things like being parts of groups like the Masons, this makes it very difficult at times for the person you're praying for to be converted. There are things that we cannot see that are blocking the flow of God's grace. That the dead from purgatory can obtain the conversion of the living is not just my crazy idea or St. Patrick's, it's our Lord himself. Listen to this verse from the scriptures. Matthew 27, verse 50. But Jesus cried out again in a loud voice and gave up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked, rocks were split. Tombs were opened, and the bodies of many saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming forth from their tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Why did they appear to many? To convict them of their sin and to convert them to Jesus Christ. Likewise, the souls in purgatory, just as they did for St. Patrick in Ireland, can convert your family. My friends, now let me share with you of this incredible event that is happening this weekend in the north of Ireland in the city of Derry. They are having a Eucharistic procession to honor Christ the King and the 100-year anniversary of the Declaration of Christ as King of that document that gives us the Feast of Christ the King now in the Church. The procession is taking place the morning of November 23rd, Ireland time. You can watch a live stream of it from the channel De Crevi Determined to be Catholic. Here's a link to that. My friends, if you want to support this channel in any way, please subscribe and like and support it through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.